I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back with the Real House with the Real Housewives of New Jersey after show season 10, episode 14. We are deep in the season. I'm just so excited because we're all back. Tonight's episode is Sorry, Not Sorry. Oh. I got real life Jersey girl Bree next to me. Also,
hey guys.
Russell Ray is back.
Hey.
He's finally back in the studio.
Thank you. I'm back.
Gosh. Yeah, and I'm just so happy to have y'all back.
Yes. And be here with you.
Oh, yeah, the applause. Oh, my gosh, yes. They love us. Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Oscar season, so we got
to Oscars this Sunday. All right, now let's just jump right into it. This episode picked up, of course, from last week. We saw last week Teresa was panicking because not only did Teresa forget the, you know, IDs, but the whole car forgot them. So we picked up from the Hamptons. Everyone's back in the city. What did y'all think about tonight's episode? Let's start with Russell because he's been gone.
So tonight's episode was really informative. Mm-hmm. It wasn't explosive like a lot of the season has been. Filled us in a lot in on the future with everybody, where everyone's going, kind of all the moves that everyone's making, which I did like. Give more of an insight to Teresa and what's going on in her life, more of an insight of what's going on with Jennifer. Didn't learn too much about Dolores. It's always who's there, what's there, who's she dating, why is she dating them. So, but besides that, we'll get into that as the episode moves forward. I'm sorry, y'all. Brain fart.
You getting back into it.
Yeah.
Like, but
it's been like a month or something like that.
It's been a month. Yeah. It was a 10-hour drive from San Francisco, but I'm back in LA.
Dang.
Planting my roots again.
Okay.
I liked the episode. Like you said, it wasn't explosive, but I did enjoy it. I was entertained. It shows that you can have an entertaining show without drama.
This is true.
Yeah. And I was really happy to see how far Margaret has come in her career. Like 20 years in business, that's amazing, even with all the lawsuits and stuff like that. That's really something to be celebrated. So I enjoyed tonight's episode.
Yeah, that's a good point that it can be interesting without drama, because we've said in the past, if we didn't have Danielle pulling hair or like water being thrown and things like that, would people change the channel? And it's like, no, they didn't have like any knockout, drag out fights or anything like that this episode. And it was still like a good episode. So like I said, we pick up with Teresa. She's on the road with the girls and they're panicking because they forget the IDs and stuff. And if you're going to see someone in jail, you need identification anywhere. You shouldn't like leave your house without it. You need to get into places. Like if something happens to you, they need to know who you are, whatever. But Privilege flew in and all.
Come on, Privilege.
Privilege flew in and all Teresa had to do was have a copy of her ID. And now y'all know. What is that? Like a maximum security prison? And they're like, just bring us a picture. We'll let you in.
What'd she say? Excuse me, sir.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Exactly. What I didn't like about what the guy said on the phone, I'm glad, you know, they got to see him, whatever, Privilege, whatever. But on the phone, the guy, what did he say? Receptionist.
No, how did he?
Front desk.
Yeah, he answered the phone. Front desk. I never knew that people in
First
a jail
all,
answer the phone like that.
That was a producer.
Right?
That was definitely a producer.
Front desk, like what?
Yeah.
But I didn't like how he said, we'll figure it out when you get here. We'll decide if you can go in or not. Like, hold on, because if y'all not going to let me, I'm going to turn back around.
But that's how I knew it was a producer, because only a producer would think of saying something like that to build the anticipation.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a thing. That could be very well the truth. The producer was just trying to like build the drama or whatever, because that just does not sound right. I don't remember how far. Did they ever say how far the drive was?
She was like an hour and a half.
They were already driving an hour and a half, but how much further do y'all know?
Well, it was a 3-hour drive.
Okay, now see, if you tell me we will see if you can get in when you get here, I don't know if I'm going to continue that drive.
I'm going to say we can see if I can make my 9:45 appointment, because I'm hungry now. I need a snack.
And then, like, what if they get there and then have to turn all the way back around and drive another 3 hours? Like, nah, tell me right now. Can I get in? But,
for a marriage that's falling apart.
But, you know, look, you know, the daughters had to see their dad. So,
here's the thing, though. Gia acts grown, wants to be grown, but you're a grown woman and you forgot your ID. And you're blaming your mom?
Yeah.
Acting pissy. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, if I don't see my dad, you need to be mad at yourself.
She curses in front of her parents. We saw that, like, later.
I didn't curse in front of my parents until I was 25.
I still don't.
I do it, and expressive. I have to say, excuse my language, or I'm sorry, or I have to be really, really mad. And I'm 26.
It's in description, though. Yeah. I would assume. Same. Like, I don't curse at my parents.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's more of, like, an expression of something that happened or whatever. But Gia Straight's, like... Like, when she told your mom, that's enough, you're pissing me off. Like, first of all, you need to get smacked down with a beatdown, Gia. Yes. You need to act. If you're going to act grown, you got to be grown.
And I'm just like, where's that old school stuff? Because I know back old school Italian, you couldn't do that back in the day. You couldn't do that with Teresa's dad. Mm-mm.
And it's still so strange to me how the girls are like, how they're all like, we couldn't even touch him. Like, there's glass. It's prison. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand what they're not getting about. It's prison. We don't get to see him that much. We only can talk to him for a little while.
It's ICE, technically. It's immigration.
I mean, but it's not supposed to be a walk in a park.
It's not.
Yeah, so that was, you know.
And with that, it is ICE. So it's not like hardcore murderers or whatever it is. It's ICE. It's immigration.
Yeah, they're not so even criminals like
for
that.
The fact that, exactly. So for the fact that cameras weren't allowed anywhere in the facility really kind of shows what we're doing in society. Like, let's really get perspective on what's going on in these prisons. We only hear about the things that are going on in the news and what politicians have to say about how it's safeguarded in there or whatever. Like, no, let's really see what these people are going through. Give us a first-hand perspective so we can make a first-hand judgment on it. And that's the only thing that I didn't like about that, where it said cameras weren't allowed in, because it's like, everyone's been bargaining back and forth. This was a perfect opportunity for everybody to see what's really going on in these prisons. Yeah. And it just wasn't allowed.
Yeah, maybe. Even if like, it was to protect the other people there, you can always blur faces out. So maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just because he did something wrong, so they're not giving him camera time.
I think it also goes with the brand that Bravo is. Like, Bravo isn't exactly the game changer. They're not the ones that you go to for politics. Yeah, and
you
want to
see drinks
stuff.
Thrown. You so, put it on
like,
Bravo.
When you think about prison reform, you don't think, oh, maybe Bravo will show a documentary.
Actually, I always think that.
You think like A&E, you think like HBO, A&E, Showtime, stuff like that. Yeah. So I think it's disappointing.
Got the
right.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's disappointing, because I feel like it's mainly because of the Bravo brand.
And it's being spoken so much about through the seasons on Watch What Happens Live. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, why wasn't that extra step taken? But you're right. It is very much branding. It's right on brand with Bravo. Mm-hmm. But it would have been nice to see
it would have been
firsthand. That way, people can start leveraging in America. It's because the Bravo franchise is such a huge franchise. Mm-hmm. We can get more people that maybe are just involved in pop culture involved in political conversation.
Absolutely.
Well, we need it now more than ever, honeys. Mm-hmm. But we also saw that Joe, it was like Joe versus Joe, because Joe Gorga was basically telling Teresa, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Like, Gorga has already, like, pretty much checked out of, you know, Teresa's Joe. Like, why are you even putting any more money into lawyers? Like, you got to face the facts. This guy isn't treating you right. Like, even still, while Joe is in jail, he's saying like the most hurtful things to Teresa. So, you know, her brother Joe is just like, give it up. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing that that's happening.
I think Joe Giudice leaving is so good for their relationship. Mm-hmm. It's so good for Joe Gorga's relationship with Teresa. And that's so sad to say, because when you think Italians, you think family and close-knit and love. But the fact that your husband has to be removed and put into another country to reform your relationship with your blood, it really says a lot about the type of person that Joe is and the type of person that Teresa was in the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it sucks to see that their marriage falling apart is so blatant for their girls to witness as well.
But Teresa is thriving without him. So hopefully the girls will just, like, I don't know, they're going to have to grow up, unfortunately, like, a little bit quicker than I guess they would have. But yeah, Teresa's thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I didn't like about that conversation between Joe Gorga and Teresa was that he was so quick to dismiss Joe Giudice, call it what you want, because just a few episodes ago we were seeing, you're my brother, I love you. There's one thing to be blatantly honest and be like, look, Teresa, your guys' marriage has been up and down for the past several years. You know, there's been long periods of time where you guys were just in an ugly spot. Maybe this is a good place for you guys to just let it all be. He doesn't speak to you the way that you want him to speak to you, and you know that that's the way that you don't want him to speak to you. Instead of really just kind of pushing him under the bus, like, you know, you can't play both sides.
You think he should have told Joe the same thing?
I think that Joe and Joe should have a real conversation, mm-hmm. instead of being very topical as in, I love you too. Because you're over here talking to his wife about the feelings that you have towards him. And I get it. That's blood. You're always going to tell your blood what needs to be told, whether it's going to hurt them or not. That's a rough spot to be in, because you're involving yourself in their marriage. You're involving yourself in your brother's sisterhood and how that's going to, you know, create rockiness in between that. But at the same time, you can't dip in both sides. You can't play nice and then play blatant.
I don't know if he's necessarily doing that so much as maybe he never really did think that Joe Giudice, wants to be, maybe, you know, Joe Gorga never thought that the other Joe was right for Teresa, mm-hmm. but because they were together, because mm-hmm. they had kids, I'll tolerate him. Yeah. And eventually they found things in common and, you know, liked each other enough to be friends. But now that, you know, you're in jail and you're breaking a family apart and you're telling my sister these horrible things, it's like, no. So, but they still should have a conversation.
They should have a conversation.
Tell other Joe, you don't talk to my sister like
they
that.
They should definitely have a conversation. But I don't think it would be Joe Gorga's place to tell Joe Giudice, like, you know, kind of the same thing he's telling Teresa, because you also have to remember they don't have a great relationship. Yeah. I mean, it's very surface. So it's kind of like, why kick a man while he's already down? He's already away from his family. He's locked up. He has no freedom. He's already stressed out. The last thing he needs is a guy he kind of sort of has a relationship with that's rocky saying, you know what, you should give it up and just like let the girls
I feel like Joe Gorga has said that similar things in the past. He's
but
like
not to Giudice.
Yeah, that's but he's saying. Like, you know, the reason that Joe Giudice is saying these horrible things, look where he is. Like he's got no inspiration around him. Like he's in a bad place right now. So it would kind of be, I don't know, it's a tough situation.
It is a tough situation. Yeah. And on a side note, Teresa has worked her way up to $11 million of net worth.
See? Like we said, she's thriving. She's thriving
so
without
this
man.
So how much is Joe Giudice digging? That's been reported. Reportedly, she's up to $11 million in net worth right now. So how much is he digging into that fund? Or at this time, was he digging into that fund?
Mm. Yeah.
And how much of a financial loss does she take? Because $11 million is a lot of money.
What?
With the money Teresa spent on Joe Giudice, we could each probably have a Bentley of our choice.
What?
Custom.
Oh, and a house in Malibu.
So nice.
Okay.
Well, that is a lot of money, but, you know, we got a lot of love for our viewers.
We do have a lot of love for you guys, and we just want to say we appreciate you guys coming back every single week. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. I know I wouldn't be here fulfilling the dreams that I have. In addition to my other job that I have, I can do this and make it an easy transition into going into those auditions and stuff that we do. So we want to ask you guys to rate us, give us 5 stars, go in the comments, subscribe to us, send us your comments. We want to know what you have to say. We do want to thank Maria Menounos for allowing us to be here. If it wasn't for her and Kevin Undergaro, this would not be possible. So please go check out Maria's podcast, Better With
Maria.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I always trip up because she has multiple things going on. So
yeah, she does.
She has she's a New York best time seller
she's
with
her
cookbook.
She's got an event coming up real soon. We just saw an email about.
She just did Fast and Furious 9 and hosted the whole event and the whole craziness of all the fandom and everything. So it's great. So like I said, you guys, rate us 5 stars, comment below, let us know what you want to hear every week. We'll try to answer all of your questions and we'll come back.
I also want to give a quick shout out to John Naples Campbell. He DM'd me last week and said like how much he loves the podcast. He's all the way in Scotland.
Oh yes, okay. Scotland.
International.
I was driving for hours at nighttime. I was falling asleep and I turned the podcast on. You guys are so entertaining. I love you guys. So I'm like, John, I got you a shout out.
Yeah, please don't fall asleep by driving.
Yes. So shout out to John and Scotland and all our international listeners.
Yes.
All right. Now on a somewhat lighter note, we've got the topic of dinner dates. We saw Jennifer and Bill went out to dinner and they were doing a fun little date thing. We also got a chance to see Melissa's mom, who I love. Lisa. Every time she's on the show, Melissa's mom and sisters, but Melissa's mom, she sticks out, especially when drinks are involved. But
she's so cute.
She is adorable and hilarious. We saw Jennifer and Bill first and they were having their cute little date night or whatever at a nice little outdoor area. I love a good outdoor little dining spot. But Bill was actually telling Jennifer that she needs to chill and she needs to apologize. But I did like that Jennifer was already wanting to apologize to Jackie. So that was cool.
Let's talk about Bill for a minute. Okay.
Bill is uptight, man. Bill needs some drinks.
Bill can't hang.
He can't hang.
No. He's not one of the guys. He's not for Real Housewives. Mm-mm. Joe Gorga is cool. Frank is cool.
What about David?
David, who that? Right. Margaret's husband. Dope.
Joe.
But yeah. Bill.
Let's talk about
Jennifer
Bill.
For it, but Bill is. Maybe she just needs a husband.
He has no personality.
No, very dry.
Very dry.
In addition to that, the fact that he mentioned to Jennifer, you know how I like our parties. I want 5 choices of everything. Bill, shut up, Bill. Bill.
He may be the reason that she acts the way. He's the reason she acts the way that she does. Nobody wants to come see you, Bill.
Why don't you spice up your life a little bit, Bill?
For real.
Apparently, you ain't getting it in the bed, Bill.
Yeah, I can't believe he said like once a month, and I don't know if it's because he works so much and he have like kids, but you
I fly across the country on a regular, and I'm not as dry as Bill. Okay,
hey,
so Bill lives in the. Bill lives.
I like that sound effect.
Can we do that again? Run that back one more time. Yes. That rhymes.
All right, J-Lo.
But Bill lives right down the street from his office. There is no reason for your sex life to be that dry and to have that many kids.
He is that dry. But remember, wasn't it like an arranged marriage? What if there never was any connection and it's all like an obligation? Like the family wants kids to keep the family name going or like, you know, like... What if they just don't like each other like
that? So then find somebody else.
They can't. They're married.
Not in that culture. It's not that easy to just divorce and find somebody else, especially when you got like how many kids? They got endless babies.
Yeah. There
had to be something going on to have that many kids.
Yeah. I think they do like each other. No, I think they do like each other. I think they've grown to like
together,
each other.
Together, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. They've grown to. It kind of
like
start
Joe
with
and Joe.
Sparks. Well, I mean, this is a marriage now. That's a whole other thing. But I do think they like each other. I think they enjoy each other's company. I think they have things in common. Like, Bill fulfills her pockets. She empties the pockets. He has what it takes to make babies.
His face, he fills her face.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know, but I could do without Bill.
I could do without Bill, too.
I hope he loosens up when they go to the Jersey Shore. But I do know that Jennifer is always on her best behavior when Bill is around.
Maybe Dr. Dubrow and Terry... maybe Dr. Dubrow and Dr. Nassif can team up with Bill and maybe bring him out a little bit.
That would be a fun show, maybe.
Maybe he could be, like, the assistant doctor that just does the fillers
I want to see Bill do a keg stand. Like... Because they said something about that. Because wasn't that Jackie saying that her parties aren't as fun as Margaret's? And all you need is a keg and a DJ. I want to see Bill.
I just want to see him drink a beer. Like
something. Well, he had a Bloody Mary.
No, he needs tequila in his life.
Like
a Jaeger bomb.
He needs to get loose.
Put some spice in your life.
We need to invite Bill on like the finale show.
And I'll bring the champagne.
That's boring. Too.
No, we need. We need more than champagne for Bill. Or he might not come if he hears this.
I'm going to Mexico. I'll bring you some tequila, Bill. Let me know what you'd like.
Real quick, I just want to say, because I know we talked about this with, what's her name? Jennifer talking about Jackie being cheap for the food thing. Mm-hmm. But since everybody likes to say, like, she was right, let's just say, okay, Jennifer, you're cheap because you do your own makeup.
Oh.
Is that fair?
I don't know.
Why?
Because so doing your own makeup, that's solely dealing with you. Having a party and making your guests only eat pizza, like, now you affecting everybody because you don't want to do something.
But Jennifer's thing is she just likes, it's the fabulosity. It's mm-hmm. this. It's
living
that.
Living the high life.
Yeah, living the high life. You have the money. Why not spend it? Okay, so I know you got the money for a makeup artist. I mean, come on, let's be real. So if you're going to have that standard for Jackie and her business and the way she raises her kids, maybe you should have the same standard for yourself in your own personal life. Why are you making your own face, sis? There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I get your point.
Right.
I don't know. I still feel like I said, the doing your own makeup, that's just you, but... Like, forcing your guests to only eat, like, pizza, that's now you're pushing your views on every single body.
But it's not a force, because that's what the kids wanted.
But here's the thing. I don't have money like that.
Yeah.
I go to kids' birthday parties with pizza all the time. Right. I have a great time.
Yeah. If I want. I wouldn't have been mad about
it. You can still have a great time.
I'm like, where's the Hawaiian pizza at, though?
Ew.
And it's usually there.
Pineapples on pizza?
Yes, first of all.
We're not going to start this.
Oh, my God.
But there is nothing wrong with having
an all-inclusive party. I want to see in the comments who likes Hawaiian pizza.
There's nothing wrong with having an inclusive party.
I love me some pizza. I love me some stuffed crust. I love me some ranch with my crust.
Mm-hmm. So if you had a... if you had a party, would you only have Hawaiian pizza?
She's still on this Hawaiian pizza. Like, we need to know. Whole conversation about her.
Forget the Real Housewives. Let's talk. I'm kidding.
But they're at a kids event. It's all inclusive. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be light. You know, it's supposed to be less serious than the rest of everything that they've done. So, I mean, for to be that petty over pizza, like, Jennifer can just take a seat. Or just take a seat off the cast and let somebody else.
I still like Jennifer. We also saw Melissa, her mom and sisters, on their little dinner date.
Miss Lisa.
They were turning up with the martinis and all that, and I just... Their mother is hilarious. But we also saw Melissa telling her sisters that she wants another kid. And her sister's like, your oldest is 13. Like, why would you even start that over? Like, I don't know. Melissa's saying that her sisters are like second moms to her because they're like 12 and 13 years older than her. But if she want to have another baby and she has the funds and a supportive husband, like, let her fulfill her dreams of having another kid.
But is being lonely a good reason to have a kid? Even if
it could still be baby fever, maybe she misses.
Did you see that shirt when he went to go fix Teresa's pipe? Mm. He's either wearing smaller shirts or he's getting thicker.
He's wearing Gino's shirts.
Maybe
he's wearing Gino's shirts and they look good on him. Mm. Okay, so if I was Melissa, I'd be jumping all over that too. And if I was Joe, I'd be jumping all over Melissa. Do you see that body?
Yeah, like, they're a hot couple.
Oh,
they are. I think she's reaching for a storyline though, because she's
okay.
Boring.
But wait a minute. Maybe. If we roll the tapes back to about 6 weeks ago, remember when she was on
when she was pregnant with News,
and she said, "You know, now we're pregnant." And then she said, "Wait, no, we're pregnant with the show. Yeah, we're pregnant with the show." I still don't believe it. I think she's pregnant.
Or the surrogate. We were saying she maybe it's a surrogate because by now we would have seen some type of baby bump from her.
And she's not going to let her body go like that either.
And we haven't seen it.
Because she's on display.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every day.
I don't know. But yeah, I think that is definitely a surrogate, if anything. But I don't know. We shall see.
I wonder if the surrogate's as cute as Melissa.
Doesn't matter.
Well, no, because if they're using her eggs, then it doesn't matter.
Why no? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like, you know, to keep the hotness going.
Oh.
Like, this is our, I can't curse. This is our fine surrogate. All the baby shower. And then Melissa's like, yes. And Joe's like, ooh, I got two women. Ooh.
Ew.
I could see Joe, honestly, no. I could see Joe doing something like that.
He's very much like that.
Yeah, he's very, just, like, flirtatious. But I don't know. We saw the dinner was fun. We also saw Margaret's party, which was like celebrating the launch of her jewelry line. 20 years, a huge... Well, no, it wasn't a launch. I guess it was another part of her jewelry line. Because she was saying she did it for 20 years.
The jewelry line is new. She's been in business as her own brand for 20 years.
Yeah. So we saw her doing her her launch for her party, and she had the models walking around wearing it. She had some of the models with hairstyles like her, which I thought was, was funny. It was it's cute. Yeah, mm-hmm. It seemed like something Margaret would like. And she was saying something about the theme of her line was caviar taste on a, what, tuna budget or something yeah. like that?
Tuna budget.
Because she didn't always have money, and she wanted things to be affordable and for everyone to be able to enjoy looking nice. And I like that about it. And she's going through her ups and downs we see on the show. Right now, she's still trying to, like, sell property and things like that. Mm-hmm. She's got lawsuits. But the party was a success, I think, overall. There were no fights. Mm-hmm. We didn't see Teresa throwing drinks on people just to have an example. Yeah. Like, so I was proud of the girls for no one fussing.
That's sad. It's like we're talking about teenagers when they're grown-ass women.
But can we have a fashion moment for a minute and talk about Miss Margaret's ponytail with her plunging cleavage and her Michael Jackson spiked shoulder pad. Like, she was working it all out.
Oh, I was about to say, you didn't
No. I was describing it for everybody on iTunes. Like, it was a very plunging, Kim Kardashian-esque with the shoulder pads and, like, chains and spikes and gold. And she had the ponytail. She was just doing the new Marge. The 2020 Marge, not the 2016 Marge.
She looked really good.
The girls always come with it. And I'm still stuck on Dolores in the little confessionals with this Brazilian blowout that she's had. Like, Dolores looks good, too. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to whoever did Dolores' hair for that. Her and hair makeup. Yes, hair and makeup. What I didn't like about the party, honestly, Jackie not accepting Jennifer's apology. I get it that they've had their clashing or whatever, but what I agreed with most was when Jennifer said, no, I'm not the one who caused this. This was Margaret's fault. Because I said on the past episodes, I feel like Jennifer just walked into it. Like, they were all at dinner and at lunch or whatever in the Hamptons. Jennifer goes to the bathroom and Margaret decides to just bring up something that Jennifer said. And as Jennifer said, she thought that was a private conversation that she was having with a friend. So if I'm just talking, Russell, if I'm just talking to you and I happen to say something about Bree not being messy, just like, I don't know, in casual conversation, maybe I will tell her at a later time. But for you to just throw it out there to her while I'm in a bathroom and I walk up and I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
The girl defended herself. So I didn't understand, like, why Jackie was so upset with Jennifer, but so okay with Margaret. So.
Yeah.
It's, well, that you know, sense. Jackie loves an apology. So when Margaret apologized at the table, it was easy for her to just throw it under the rug. But Jennifer kept dragging it and dragging it, and then it escalated to throwing a plate and causing a scene and embarrassing her and then leaving. So it's like Jennifer just kept piling it and piling it. I don't blame Jackie for not taking Jennifer's apology, because this is the second apology that she's gotten in one season, and this is only, what, episode?
It's 14.
What?
Episode 14.
This episode 14?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's done a lot of wrong already, and it's like we're midway through low-key.
And this is like, but so, I do this think is 8 weeks in reality of filming.
So yeah. I feel like their friendship is very forced. I feel like they don't have a lot in common, and that's why she's so easily insulted by Jennifer. And I just think they should just call the relationship a wrap. The best apology is change behavior. Jennifer's not changing. Jackie's not changing. So
Jennifer's changed. Mm-hmm. I think she's getting better at, like, knowing when she's wrong, because she did want to say sorry without anyone telling her. I think the only reason she escalated to throwing things, which she needs to stop doing that for sure, because she throws things all the time. I honestly think that it was the way that she walked into it. Had it been, like, another situation where she wasn't just coming in ambushed, I think that, you know, maybe she would have apologized right then and there. Yeah, but it's like the girl had no idea what's going on. This is something that she told her friend in confidence, in private, and you're just blabbing her business like that. So I'm not mad at Jennifer. I guess I could see why Jackie would be annoyed, but still, you know, she could have accepted the apology. Mm-hmm. Apology, but I don't know. We also saw Bill being, you know,
vanilla.
Bill walked off from Joe Gorga, and that was hilarious.
Look, it's boys' conversation whether you're gay, straight, bi, whatever you are, it's a boys' conversation.
Mm-hmm. And that's just Joe, too.
And then, yeah, he's just busting his chops. Like, mm-hmm. I think Joe could care less about what's really going on in Bill and Jennifer's sex life, because him and Melissa have a fabulous sex life because they tell me
they
all the
probably
time.
Went-
I was about to say, are you there?
Yeah. They probably went into a bathroom during the party.
Like- probably. God. You know, Danielle's done it. Oh, nasty. And what do you... Like, I mean, Joe could care less. He's yeah, just trying to have a good time.
He's like, what's going on with your wife? Because she's messing with my wife.
Yeah, exactly. I would want my man to step up, too. Because mm-hmm. it would be weird if he went to Jennifer.
Yeah.
But talk to her husband. Talk
and
to her
Joe
handler.
Didn't even say it in a mean way. He's mm-hmm. always like, the way Joe handles business, he's very light about it. Like, mm-hmm. he makes a joke of it, but at the same time, it's like, you know, he's serious.
Like, what's really going on?
Yeah, but he just, I think Joe does a great job of getting to the point without being, like, mean about it.
Overly aggressive. Yeah. 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 And next thing you know, Antonia's gonna be hitting up Gracie Gabriella. What is her name, little girl? Why is your mom talking to my mom this way?
Hey.
And why is your dad walking away from my dad?
The little girls might start getting into it, but I know we saw Marlene turning up the
okay, shout out to her.
She should have been thanked during that speech.
Yes.
Not
first
senior.
Of all, not senior.
Because
senior dipped out.
Marge Jr. is the way she is by force. Not because senior raised her to be a mm-hmm. hustler. She was forced to be a hustler mm-hmm. and be independent.
Well, that's where forgiveness comes in.
Oh,
that's
can
my
we,
girl mama.
Can we just appreciate the fact that this housekeeper is just keeping a house and she's on one of the most popular TV shows on Bravo.
Basically.
Living her best life. Filling up on Joe Gorga.
No, she was literally on everybody. She was having such a good
time.
She
was rubbing on them muscles.
I mean, who wouldn't?
She's like, grind on me.
Okay, whoa. Pretty Ricky. Okay, soundtrack. But, I mean, the party was lit.
It was.
I think they had a good time. Like I said, there were no fights. So, that was good.
It was good. Like I said, no huge explosions this mm-hmm. episode. And everything rolled good.
Mm-hmm.
Kept us informed.
Well, I guess we should see, you know, what the viewers thought about it. We got some tweets, huh?
Yes, mm-hmm. we got some tweets. Twitter was rolling with some interesting conversations. Like this tweeter, who said, of course Dolores is complacent with her friends. Look at her romantic life. She lives with her ex-husband and is in a relationship with a man giving her 20% of what she needs at all times. Ooh. And won't speak up about not being happy. What am I missing?
Nothing.
Facts. Nothing. You covered right? it all. That's her story.
Nothing.
Look. That's what it is. And it's sad.
Ouch.
At AO Shea 14 says, so 18-year-old Gia didn't remember her own paperwork to see her dad. Nah, not Trey's fault.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean,
facts.
We agree with that earlier, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're grown. You want to act grown, be grown.
Yeah.
Be grown.
All the way.
At Miss B. Haven, okay. Imagine laying next to a plastic surgeon every night, but still having stroke mouth and overly plumped lips.
Not stroke mouth.
Jennifer.
Don't do that. We can't laugh at things like this. That's a serious thing.
I mean.
I like monkey to asshole.
When Margaret. Monkey. Yeah, when Margaret a made that asshole. Comment. Now I can't unsee it. Like every episode.
Oh, I cannot.
Then we got Joe saying all this crazy-ish to Teresa. But last season, you said you can control your husband. Funny how that
Ooh.
Works.
Come on, dang, I watched Trash TV.
Like
no, that's a good point. She was so mad at Melissa.
I was thinking about that, but I was like, let me not hit below the belt.
The universe wanted to come for you and let you know, so there you go.
At watching Trash TV said, who... the F wants to go from the Hamptons to the Jersey Shore. Ew.
First of all, you can be bougie and ratchet.
Thank
it's called
you.
Balance.
And there's
Thank
two
you.
Different vibes.
It's called humble.
There's two different vibes.
Yeah, it's just like having a good time. Yeah. Who doesn't want to turn up?
At Mikey TBH. Okay, so I need Mia Joe Gorga, to be honest. He's problematic, but
is
champagne.
Joe Gorga problematic?
I mean, he's a little messy boots. But it's a funny boots.
Yeah, it's a funny.
It's
I like
funny.
Joe.
So yeah, those are our tweets.
All right. And for news, we pretty much said it earlier, Teresa, recently.
Oh, you got more. I got all the tea.
You know, okay. I'm ready.
Russell Brady is back. And with reunion news, I got reunion news. So the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion is set to air March 4th for the first of three parts.
Okay.
Joe Giudice will not be a part of this reunion show for the first time since being on The Housewives.
Oh, I'm thinking about Joe Gorga.
Yeah. Joe Giudice. As Teresa revealed this morning on Extra, she also revealed that she's just looking for a nice, and meaning a nice guy, and Dolores jumped in, and it's been confirmed that what Teresa really wants is a nice Jewish man. Can we say cha-ching?
Jewish man, interesting.
But she's dating the pool boy.
Maybe they broke up since last week, right?
I'll find out. Jennifer also at the reunion has... It's been confirmed by The Blast Online that she has singled out a fight with each and every cast member on the reunion and that she just came for everybody. What that's for, I guess we'll find out. We have three more episodes to find out until the reunion starts airing.
Only three? Jeez.
And despite Teresa teasing the Super Bowl showdown with Caroline, can we talk about that for a minute?
Okay.
All it was a table flip, and Teresa and Caroline have no chance of rekindling their friendship, as she said on E's Pop of the Morning, and there's no future between them two. But was anybody else waiting for a good argument between them for the Super Bowl and was really disappointed? I was disappointed.
No.
I wasn't for the Super Bowl. I wasn't expecting that because it was obvious it was just for show. I feel like it was obvious.
But I feel like the laugh and the just giggle and throw the table was just too.
They had a Super Bowl commercial?
Yes.
I missed it.
Oh. Shows you how important that was.
Hey. Well, that is news and gossip. We did the tweets. Prediction time.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll go ahead and start off the predictions. I feel like, I don't know if it's going to be next episode. They say it's next episode. They said next time on Real Housewives of New Jersey, but they keep dragging it out, so I don't know if they really said the truth. But Gia and Frankie, I'm still waiting to see them go to prom together, because I think that they make a cute couple, but we saw Gia claim this episode that she just likes him as a person. We'll see, because I think that they're really adorable together. Also, from your news, you said that Jennifer gets into it with everyone. I wanted them to tell Jennifer she's sorry on the Jersey Shore trip, because I mean, I kind of feel like that would be a little bit unpredictable, so it could be like an interesting loop or whatever that they throw us
full
for.
Full circle moment.
But I definitely think that her and Jackie could at least mend things or whatever. And like I said, I still like Jennifer. I think the girl just got thrown under the bus when she went to the bathroom.
I just want to see the guys get into it at the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
I don't care what it is.
I really think that the Jersey Shore moment is going to be like MTV's Jersey Shore. And we're really going to see we're going to see the young Teresa, the young Dolores, the young Melissa, how they used to party in their 20s.
Mm. I love that
Maybe
show.
We'll see Bill do a cake stand, because he's supposed to be going to this as well.
Sleep.
We can only pray.
<He'll be sleep>.
He's going to be in the deck room. But we can only pray and hope that this is going to be good and that nothing's going to get crazy. And who knows, maybe Danielle might pop up.
I think it's for sure going to get crazy, because that's what happens on a Jersey Shore.
Yes.
So I am ready for this next episode. I think we all are. I think we're all excited. But until next time, that's the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. Oh, and let's plug our socials.
Go ahead.
Okay. You can catch me on Instagram at Angel Saunders, AngelSaunders.
You can find me on Instagram at IMB_Cheyenne, CHIANNE.
And you can find me on Instagram and all over the web at Russell Ray Silva. That's two S's, two L's. Don't forget them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.